Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Did you have a good Christmas?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Yes, I did. Today's topic is Around Town.
Today's title is Let's Go Shopping. Let's go shopping. Why might we talk about this topic right now?
Is it because of Christmas?
Well, I don't think it's exactly because of Christmas, but you're almost right. I tell you what, let's get started with our Read It, and maybe we'll find out.
Tina is looking at some ads. Outdoor World is having a big after-Christmas sale on winter vests and jackets. Susie's present from her brother was a colorful scarf. She really likes it. James's present from his dad was a hat, but he doesn't like the style. He can return it.
Thank you, Peter. There is a fun saying in English about shopping.
Oh, really? What is the saying?
It is shop until you drop.
Oh, I have heard this before. Drop, as in you are so tired you just drop on the floor?
Yes, and I think that our friends are shopping today, but I hope they don't shop until they drop.
But Christmas is over. Why are people still shopping?
Well, that's a good question. I agree. That's a lot of shopping, but we'll find out more in a minute. Let's start by learning our keywords with Christina.
Hello, Tina 正在看圣诞节后的促销广告。Tina is looking at some ads. 名词 ad 或者是 advertisement 就是广告。Tina 看到有冬天的背心大特卖。背心就是 vest. They have a big sale on winter vests. Susie 的弟弟送她一个色彩丰富鲜艳的围巾。Susie got a colorful scarf from her brother.形容词 colorful 就是色彩丰富鲜艳的。James 得到的礼物是一顶帽子，可是他觉得这个帽子不怎么像是他的风格。The hat is not his style. 名词 style 就是风格作风。不过没关系，不适合的话应该可以去退掉。Maybe he can return it. 动词 return 就是归还或退货。
Good morning, Tina. What are you looking at?
Hi, Taylor. I'm looking at some after Christmas sale ads.
Are there any good deals?
Yes. Outdoor World is having a big sale on winter vests and jackets.
Really? Let's go to the mall after work. I need a new jacket.
Great. I need one too.Yes, they are everywhere telling us what to buy and what to want. It's overwhelming. I think there are too many ads.
But it is kind of a way to practice English. Many ads are in English, right?
That's true. And if there is an ad in Chinese, I get to practice my Chinese.
Hey, I think that's a good idea. Well, Tina is looking at after Christmas ads. There is a sale.
Oh, we all like sales. A sale will have a special low price at the store.
Taylor asks, are there any good deals?
Hey, Peter, you buy a new pair of shoes, but they are only half price. Is that a good deal?
The full price might be $80, and half price is $40. That sounds like a good deal to me.
I agree. Well, do you like outdoor stores?
Are you talking about stores that sell tents and backpacks for camping and stuff for fishing and hiking and other outdoor activities?
Yes, and the Outdoor World is the biggest store around town, and they are having a big sale.
Hey, that sounds great. I want to go. What are they having on the big sale?
Well, Outdoor World is having a big sale on winter vests and jackets.
I want to go.
Well, first we need to go to Christina. she has more to say about this sentence. Christina?
Tina 说 Outdoor World 这家店的背心和夹克在拍卖。Outdoor World is having a big sale on winter vests and jackets. 所以 have a sale on something 就表示在拍卖某样东西。介系词要用 on, 比如 they are having a big sale on t-shirts. 他们的 t-shirts 在拍卖。所以名词 sale 就是拍卖低价出售的意思。所以我们也可以用片语 on sale。比如你想知道某样东西有没有特价，就可以问店员 Is this on sale? 或者你想找今天有特价的商品，就可以问 What is on sale today?
Thanks, Christina. So there is a big sale. That means a lot of things will be on sale.
And that means there will be good deals too.
So let's go.
That's what our friends say. Taylor needs a new jacket. She says, let's go to the mall after work.
We have seen this word after in the conversation. So before work, we get dressed and eat breakfast. But after work, we go home and have dinner. So they will go after work.
It seems like before Christmas, we buy lots of gifts.And after Christmas, we buy more things. Wow, this is making me think we buy a lot of stuff.
That's a good point. Well, friends, we'll continue, but first, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English.Every day.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So, Peter, do you really like the after Christmas shopping, or is there something else you enjoy about after Christmas?
Well, it's a good time to start and relax. Before, it's always about getting ready. But now we can enjoy our family, maybe enjoy the gifts that we got each other during the Christmas season. Yeah, and maybe go to the mall. I don't usually buy a lot, but it's fun to walk around with family.
I think any time you spend with family is good time. All right, friends, let's keep learning together. Here's our next conversation.
How was your Christmas, James?
It was great. What about yours, Susie?
Mine was great, too.
What a colorful scarf. Was it a Christmas present?
Yes. It's from my brother. Say, I like that hat.
Thanks. It's from my dad, but it's not my style.
That's too bad. Maybe you can return it.
We all like to hear about each other's Christmases.
Yeah, this is a time where we all do activities with family and friends, and we see people we haven't talked to in a long time.
There is always news from other people and family, and a good way to start the conversation to ask someone is, how was your Christmas?
It was great. How was yours?
Very good. Thanks for asking.See how Pauline can shorten the question? She says, how was yours?
James notices a Christmas present. It is a new scarf. We wear a scarf in the winter. We wear it around our necks. They look good, too.
And Susie has a very colorful scarf. James says, what a colorful scarf. That is today's grammar point. Let's learn more about this with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's time to do something fun. It's time to learn a grammar point. If you want to emphasize something, you could use this grammar point. For example, what a fun song, or what a pretty picture. You could also say, what an amazing picture. You can do this, friends. So don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. We can all practice this one. What an easy grammar point. What a lovely day.
What a nice time to practice. Well, Susie notices a Christmas gift that James got. She sees his hat. She likes it. She says, "Say, I like that hat."
Say, I like that sentence. Let's go to Christina. She can say more about this.
Susie 很喜欢 James 头上戴的帽子。她说 ,Say, I like that hat. 这个 say 是什么意思呢？它在这里不是动词哦，它是在非正式的口语中使用的感叹语，有点像我们平常说的 way 或是哎呀，其实就是在开口说话之前先出个声音，让别人知道你要说话了，引起对方的注意。比如说 Say, how about some ice cream? 怎么样，来点冰淇淋吧。或者 Say, we can have some Japanese food for lunch.再一句 ,say, we didn't see him last night.
Thanks, Christina. Well, everyone is wearing new clothes today. It is the Christmas season. It's always fun to have new gifts.
Susie has a colorful scarf. Colorful is a good word to know. Many fish and birds are very colorful.A rainbow is colorful. It just means full of color and bright.
And I like James's new hat. It is very stylish.
I agree. And maybe James thinks the hat looks good too, but it is just not for him. He says, it's not my style. So I don't think that he likes it for himself.
I like it. It's not my style.
What?
It's not my style. That's today's
calendar phrase.
It's not my style.
It's not my style.
这不是我的风格。
That is a nice hat. You should buy that hat.
It's not my style.
It will make you look cool.
It's not my style.
It's a really great hat. You should buy it.
It's not my style.
That's okay. When it's on your head, you won't see it.
True. It's not my style.
It's not my style.
这不是我的风格。
So, James doesn't think that...It's his style, so he's going to return it. Can we talk a little bit more about returning gifts?
Great. Yes, in our culture, we give each other gifts. We do try really hard to get a gift someone will like, but sometimes that person doesn't like the gift, or it doesn't really work for that person.
Right. I think sometimes, too, if you are given clothes, you might like the style, but it doesn't fit.So you have to go return it or exchange it. That means maybe you go and get a different size.
That's right. You go back to the store, and usually people do this right after Christmas, so the mall is very full and crowded with people.
That's true. I don't like that part, but it helps you if you do it right away. Otherwise, you might forget. Okay, friends, let's not forget our key words. Let's review them right now.
Here's our first keyword from today. Ad. Advertisement. Ad. Advertisement. Let's look at the ads in the newspaper.
Vest. Vest. Wear this vest. It's nice and warm.
Colorful.Colorful. This picture is very colorful.
Style. Style. This shirt isn't my style.
Return. Return. Please return this book to Dan. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing at home. And now it's time to look back at our lesson one more time.
Good morning, Tina. What are you looking at?
Hi, Taylor. I'm looking at some after Christmas sale ads.
Are there any good deals?
Yes. Outdoor World is having a big sale on winter vests and jackets.
Really? Let's go to the mall after work. I need a new jacket.
Great. I need one too.
How was your Christmas, James?
It was great. What about yours, Susie?
Mine was great too.
What a colorful scarf. Was it a Christmas present?
Yes. It's from my brother. Say, I like that hat.
Thanks. It's from my dad, but it's not my style.
That's too bad. Maybe you can return it.
Oh, in Western countries, people often give gifts instead of money.
Yes, many people feel giving a gift shows that you care. Giving someone a gift takes time and thought.
That's right. So you need to be careful about giving a gift to make sure that person likes it, but also returning the gift. Sometimes you can return it.
But sometimes you shouldn't.
Oh, yes. We all have gifts like that. You might need to think about the person's feelings. The person that gave you the gift. Their feelings might be more important than the gift itself.
So, when do you think it is okay to return a gift? When do you think it isn't okay?
Well, of course, sometimes the person doesn't know your size of clothes. I would feel okay about that. Or, if I don't know the person well, or they won't see me at my home, then I might return the gift because they won't see it.
I agree, but if I know they are going to walk into my house and look for the gift, they're really excited about it, then it's not worth it to me to hurt their feelings and tell them I didn't like it.
Right, so you might keep the gift for a while. And of course, you are still grateful for the gift because it's the thought that matters, not the actual gift.
Exactly, we say that a lot in English. It's the thought that counts. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chat. Now let's join James and Ginger for their chat.
Christmas was really great.
It sure was. I got some great gifts.
Yes, you did.
This big banana, it's my favorite.
I'm glad you like it. I like my gifts, too.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Do you like the scarf I gave you?
Well, yeah. It's very colorful.
Yeah, it's just your style. Ooh. And it was on sale, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting hat.
Yes. It's from my dad. But I'm going to return it.
Why? It's a great hat.
But it's not my style. Why did my dad buy me this hat?
Maybe it was on sale.
Maybe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I'm very happy today. It's Christmas time. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. It's a time to give gifts, enjoy good food and time with friends, and help others. How do you celebrate Christmas?
Christmas is one of the biggest celebrations in the world. It is a holiday in many countries, so people have the day off. Christmas is usually celebrated on December 25th. It celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. So many people go to church on Christmas or the night before, on Christmas Eve. At Christmas time, people buy gifts for friends and family. They decorate their homes in red and green, and they often have a Christmas tree in the house. On Christmas Day, people share a traditional meal together. In England and a few other countries, the day after Christmas is also a holiday. December 26th is Boxing Day. It is also a holiday, so people do not have to work. No one really knows where the name came from. Some say that Boxing Day was a traditional day off for servants. It was also the day when they received a Christmas box from their master. The Christmas box might have food, clothes, money, or other good things in it. The servants would also go home on Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their families. But whatever the reason for it, it makes people think of giving to others. And it makes the Christmas holiday one day longer.
Hey, how do you like my scarf? It was a Christmas present. I like to get gifts, but I like giving gifts even better. I gave my daughter some gifts for Christmas. I gave my wife some gifts too. It's nice to share and make people happy on Christmas. And Merry Christmas, everyone. That's all for today. See you next year on Jack's File.
Thanks for joining us, friends. Well, I think this is a good point. Every gift is important because this person thought about you, right?
I agree. Some people, you were saying you know someone who, if they get a gift and they don't like it, you can see it right away. They're not interested. I think that's kind of rude, and I think that person might not get gifts given to him anymore.
Right. I probably won't try very hard with that person if they just don't like my gift.
That's why I always show that I'm really happy when I get a gift. I am honestly happy that the person thought of me, even if I don't like the exact gift. Well, friends, we hope you got some nice gifts for Christmas, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.